This topic is huge. It is impossible to do it justice in an hour. So I'm going to do the very best I can to move through it pretty quickly and spend time on really what the core subject is that I want to talk to you about, and that is the lessons we've learned from the case. I don't know if many of you guys have seen me talk on this topic before or if you've seen many presentations on Michael's case. I hope if you have, I hope you haven't reached a saturation point, because truly it is one of the most fascinating cases I think we've ever had in our criminal justice system. And I tell you, I am constantly rethinking it and trying to figure out what did it all mean, what does it mean to us as practitioners. So I hope that you feel the same. In addition to kind of setting the stage for this is going to be fast and it's going to be cram-packed with information, I want to tell you a little bit about the paper that I've provided. Providing the paper was a very difficult thing for me to do because I had kind of the inclination to say, how do I write up a summary of the lessons learned versus giving you what I gave you. And what I gave you is just a ton of information. I don't know if anybody's looked at it, but I thought, given what I've lived with for the last few years about this case, whether it was people being positive in terms of what Michael's case means or people being skeptical, and quite frankly, there's a lot of that, and there's a lot of that still in Williamson County just in terms of, was it really as bad as what we've heard in the news? So I've heard all of that, and I decided the best way to really try to educate folks about this case is not for you to hear me sum it up in a paper, but for you to look at the actual case itself.